This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. As I've encouraged you to read through the Gospel of John, one chapter per day, we've been studying the various names by which Jesus is identified in this book. Thus far, we've looked at those names or titles: Jesus, Christ, that is, Messiah, Son of God, the Word, the Lamb of God, Rabbi or Teacher, Bridegroom, Son of Man, and Savior. Now let's look at some titles built on the declaration, I am. That's right, Jesus claimed to be the I am. Jesus answered his critics in John 8, I tell you the truth, before Abraham was born, I am. At this, they picked up stones to stone him. Why did they react this way? Consider the origins of the name I am. Jehovah is a form of the Hebrew verb to be. When Moses asked who he should say called him to deliver Israel, God said, I am who I am. Some would translate this, I am being. God is always all that we need. He is what Manfred Gutsky called our eternal contemporary. It points to God's uniqueness. He is infinite, eternal, unconditional. That is, the only eternal existence in the universe. Everything else has a derived existence. He alone is underived, self-existent, and complete in himself. Jesus identified himself as Jehovah God. Those listening to him saw this as blasphemy. They were outraged. But as verse 59 points out, as they picked up stones to stone him, Jesus hid himself, slipping away from the temple grounds. In essence, he was able to do what he wanted to do, and no one could stop him.